Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Hi, good morning. Oh, so nice to be in my own home, bringing this to you from my little office. I'll tell you, it's great that we can get together and create this massive amounts of change that we do from anywhere I am in the world. Isn't energy great? I mean, wherever you go, it's always there and you can always tap into it. I love it. And we've got some great new information coming. Thank you to Nadia for taking the show last week so I could have 8 straight days of basking in Hawaii with no responsibilities. Although, Saturday afternoon, I said to Lanny, kind of missing not doing the show tomorrow. I think I really want to do the show, but we had already had snorkeling plans and all that. So, but I was thinking about you, and some very interesting things have transpired during this wonderful week. If you're new with us today, you have found an incredible community. You want to press star 1 now. Press 1, just 1, sorry, just 1 right now if you want to speak with the channel today. Okay, I want to start off by, I think this happened on a show. I don't think it was an e-blast that I wrote about because, as you know, if you're not on my email list, guys, you miss a lot of the work that comes in between. Today, Sundays, we always open up a lot of energy and information. And then stuff comes in, and then I write the e-blast, which is an extension of information, which opens up more for the next show. So remember I said that anything that we were working on, especially if it was, especially if it was physical in any way, is there a medication which includes natural, synthetic, chiropractic, or osteopathic? Is there a belief system in this lifetime that's helping perpetrate this experience in our life? And are there any exercises that might help relieve it? Breathing exercises, stretching. And then was really interesting, they gave me the exercise of the power of choice. The power of choice, making a choice being an exercise. That's kind of poetic. I like that. And then we have 4 beliefs. And I got to these 4 beliefs because of things that I was working on physically within myself. Now, in the terms of most people's lives, these would be very minor physical things. But I know if your body is out of balance anywhere, your energetic system is trying to bring that to your attention. And here are the 4 things. I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. Now, killing myself is metaphorical. I have to give myself up. I have to kill a dream that I have so I can take care of the people I love. I have to give too much of myself physically to take care of the people I love. I have to not do some things that I want to do to take it. Okay, so I want you to allow yourself to connect with it wherever in your life this may be going on. Number two, we want to know I am safe in this world. Okay, that's ultimately what it led up to. Is I am safe in this world. Number three, I exaggerate events and perceptions in my mind. I don't know anybody that doesn't do that. So, and they're saying, indeed, this is for every person that is in embodiment on the planet, these four things I'm giving you. Even enlightened ones are still challenged by these four things. I exaggerate events and perceptions in my mind. Like, we make mountains out of molehills a lot of times. When if we would just stay in the power of choice, okay, well, I'm going to handle that, and now I'm going to handle this, and now I'm going to handle that one. Number four, I accept on some level that I have been programmed for failure. And I choose to reprogram myself. I program myself to succeed now or for success. Either one works. This is especially, they're saying, if you have leg issues, if you fall or trip a lot, if your legs are bothering you, if they're achy, if you're... Gosh, so much is coming in right now. If your knees, right, bothering you, your ankles bothering you, your feet bothering you, this could be a part of, and I'm not a doctor, I'm talking energetically here, this could be a part of diabetes that is affecting your legs. So they're saying also this can show up dramatically when you are succeeding. While you are pushing through things and you're going, wow, what's going on? You know, everything great is happening in my life. I have pushed through so many limitations here. And why, when I know that leg stuff is about moving forward and power and all this, I wonder why this is going on. Well, that's because you're fighting the subliminal programming to fail, even though you're succeeding. And that's why we talk about integration so much, integrating ourselves and getting all of us on board so that there's none of us fighting any other part of us. Okay, I want to read an email because it's important to address this. Listening to the replay from last Sunday, I just wanted to let you know that I could echo Jean's call so much. I also want to read this because you can see how, when you come forward on this show, how much you affect other people. This past week has been amazing. I feel so connected to love, and I feel more valued and accepted and liked and loved. And like her, much of this surrounds a long-ago lover. Thank you so much for bringing in the channel's message. We are safe. I am safe. Others like me. A question that comes to mind, if we no longer need the negative experience to create the positive, how does that mesh with the earlier message we received about the duality of this world, that it is not supposed to be free of the negative forces? I love when you guys catch stuff like this, because I know you're thinking and I know you're doing the work and I know you're living consciously, and it brings clarity to all of us. So when I asked the channel the channel basically said, because this is the plane of choice, there always has to be an opportunity for us to make a choice. But ultimately, we don't have to live in the experience of duality when we keep ourselves focused on acceptance and the positive and love, and integrate ourselves so that all of us are working together. So conceptology, the philosophy that Chris and I used to practice so long ago and study, said be in the world but not of it. So you can be in a world of opposites. You can be in a world of dichotomies, of yin and yang, of good and bad, right? Love and hate. But you don't have to be involved energetically in it. The more you can become the observer and make the choice that you want for yourself, the more your experience shifts over ultimately into the experience of love and joy and peace on a consistent basis. That was really an excellent question. So thanks, Helen. I appreciate you writing in like that. And I believe we can go to the callers. Hold on. No, they want to stop and ask everyone, please, we are directing our chakras to open, be balanced, spin in the right direction, and be repaired. Our Hara lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point. Our pituitary and pineals are open wide, receiving all the light, all the knowledge. There, they wanted to get us ready to get this information. Okay, and we're going to start with Lynn, because Lynn and I are in the middle of doing something here. Lynn, are you on?
Hi, yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. So Lynn had written me that she's doing the Feel Free to Prosper. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going over a lot of emails here, that a lot of things are opening up in your life, a lot of people showing up for you and expressing love and giving you things.
Yes.
And yet she wanted to know financially why there wasn't more money in her life. That sums it up pretty well, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at that time, I got that it was, I believe the word was managing your money. And that's
yes.
still where we're going. And I wrote you back that. And then the last email I got was that things had opened up and you made a massive amount of tips and all that stuff, right?
Right, yeah. You had asked me to look at everything, and then you asked me to give you a song because you were
right.
getting a couple of things.
And it was so Zippity-Doo-Dah, right?
Yeah. yes.
Okay. Well, Zippity-Doo-Dah is all about seeing the world as a beautiful, happy, joyful place.
Okay.
I mean, he's taking a walk. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Gosh, what are the next words? Da-da-da-da-da, coming my way. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Well, basically, it's all about seeing the birds and the pleasures and the gifts and everything.
And I feel like I've been in that place more than ever, even in spite of where I've experienced that it's not.
You got to stop there, Lynn. That's one of the places that's tripping you up, because you're going, okay, I'm going to choose to go back there, even though this is the reality. But this isn't the reality. This is what you've learned to call the reality, is never having money. That's
okay.
not my reality. So
right.
So we have to ask ourselves then, is that reality or is that my reality? And if it's my reality, I've created that reality. Because we know, look at Donald Trump, there's enough money. There's enough money in this world, guys.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. So they want to go to these three things. Is there a medication, natural or otherwise? I get a no. Belief system, I get a yes. And exercise, interestingly, I get a yes. And it's the exercise of the power of choice.
Mm.
So you have to, all of us, have to consistently exercise our power of choice. So am I expecting, when I get up in the morning, am I expecting to walk out that door and see the birds and the butterflies and the beautiful day and the money flowing toward me and the health being created within me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I ready to see that and experience and expect that? And then they want to go to a belief system, and it's okay. It's number four that we talked about. I accept on some level I have been programmed for failure, and I choose to reprogram myself. So there again, you see, is the power of choice coming in. I program myself to succeed. And they want you to know, Lynn, you have made extraordinary steps and if you want to use our old word, clearings. And movement forward. The fact that you're standing on your own 2 feet and knowing that you can now.
Yes.
Is not the time to go, oh, well, I guess it doesn't work. Let me prove my old belief is true.
Right. Okay.
Right? They're giving me your mother. So this programming for failure comes very much from your mother's side of the family. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and now they want to go to a core belief. So I guess this is the core belief from your mom's side. And not your mom, your mom's side of your family. It's like been passed down here, 39. If I don't know I'm energy, I can't direct the energy I am. In other words, I'm at the whim of the world, and stuff just happens. And I don't have the power of choice. And that's what's tripping you up, is you are right on the abyss now of really knowing that every choice is your choice, every choice in your life, every moment, every day, as soon as you get up. So they want to just keep asking you, and they want you to keep asking yourself, what am I going to choose here? Am I going to choose to know the money's flowing to me? The other thing that they gave me literally upon waking is tell Lynn she made so many tips because she was giving and was more interested in them than they were in how much money she was going to make at the end.
Okay.
Now, can you resonate with that?
Yes, because yesterday, which was the day after I made all the tips, I got to work, and I was, you know, looking forward to another great night, quote unquote, like that. And I was put in a different place. I was positioned in a different spot where I work than I ever have been. And in that spot, I don't have the opportunity to to draw that in. Okay.
See?
Well, okay.
That was your choice in that moment. That was your choice. And you chose, oh, I'm going to see the negative. I'm going to see the failure. I'm not going to see the success. And what you created in that moment, no matter what, that's what's important. No matter whether you made the tips you made the night before, how you responded to being put in that position is going to create the money that comes in after that.
Got it. Yes.
Okay. That's what's so important, guys. That's why you've heard, if life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
Right.
Because then the next day you get to have a picnic. Right?
Yes.
And then you break that thing that's been passed down through your family, that you're at the whim of the world. That's a perfect example. Oh, see, I had no power over where I was being put, right?
Right.
So I've got to prove this belief system instead of just going, wherever I'm put, there's success.
Wow, yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
You got it then. So we're going to balance this for everybody, because that last part was for absolutely everybody. You've got to pick and choose to see the positive. Somehow that I have ordered success and expansion and money flow in my life. And somehow being put here, whatever this moment is part of that, because that's what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. I figure I'm not going to make it because this is the part of the restaurant, blah, 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 blah. Or, oh, I get it. Here's a person, you know, in my, like in my business, a director or producer or somebody that doesn't get what's important to me. Wow, where's the gold so I can keep the success going? What do I get to shift in me?
Right.
Got it?
Okay. Yes. And is this like a really big chunk that's been?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Great.
But Lynn, you see, you couldn't have ever gotten to this until you stood on your own two feet.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. I know that.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And this is up for all of us. This is living consciously. This is always choosing to be in conscious creation. Thank you, baby. We're going to balance this for everybody, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And let's just invoke that around everything that's coming in for the show today. I am divine love, and so it is. Awesome. So glad we started with that. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Great, great. A great start. Now, hold on. I saw that, Carmen, swear to God, you've surfaced in my consciousness three times in the last week, so we're going to go to you. What's up, baby cakes?
Hey there.
Hi.
It's funny because how are you?
I'm great.
Good. The last time I called in and got on the call, you had just had a dream about me as well.
Yeah, it's weird. You just reach out and connect with my energy. So I can't wait to hear what's up.
Well, I mean, I also did the money thing with Marilyn, because I love that call that we had, and it really has cleared up quite a bit. And if not necessarily showing up yet in actual money in hand, if anything, it's created a great amount of peace and knowing that things are shifting and they are coming my way. So that's been
okay,
having the
stop.
Peace of mind. Is, okay.
Great. Thank you for that testimonial, and I agree. That's the first thing that happened with me when I started doing her program. Okay. We also know, and they want to tweak this a little bit, it's not coming your way. You've already created it.
Okay.
So the more you can experience it already being there, Carmen, and a lot of this program to fail thing, but I'm going to your dad's side for you.
Okay.
Do you? Well, they want to give you a core belief. Okay.
Oh,
I guess these are
say.
The core. This page here. Yeah, I can never be God, which means
that's
I can't
funny.
Be
that's
my
the first
own
thing
creator.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So I would be vigilant about that in going, well, you know, I don't have a client. Nobody's. I don't have a house sale pending. I don't have, and so therefore the money isn't flowing. Right there, you have made the choice to stop the flow.
Okay. Yes, and I do. Anytime I start those thoughts of, come on, where is it? I go to the wealth success chant.
Yep.
Just to stop
good.
Thought. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. So there's one other little interesting aspect as I create the flow in finances. I'm actually having a lot of personal relationships fall away, or a lot of relationships show up that are not being supportive.
Okay, so what you just said is, if you read between the lines, what you just said is, the more I am creating money, the more screwed up my relationships become. There's your core belief.
Maybe the relationships are departing.
Well, they're departing, or you're attracting relationships that aren't healthy. Isn't that what you said?
No, just old relationships I've had are not supportive, and they're starting to fall away.
Okay, but you said something about new ones coming in, didn't you?
I did. I don't think so, but
did.
I don't know. Sometimes
okay.
I get in the spot, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I did.
Sometimes the channel makes you
say something.
Say something, and you go, oh, dang, I didn't even know I believed that. That happens to me all the time. Okay, so we're pretty on, though. Money screws up relationships. Let's just look at that. So how did your dad teach you that?
Oh.
Or how was it
interpret
modeled
that
to you when you watched it?
I guess just in that there's a lot of control. Like one person has the money and they control the
mm-hmm.
whole situation.
And was that
And
him?
So there's the I mean, that's definitely the household, and which created a perpetual victim in my mom.
Yeah, see, you don't want to be either one.
No.
And by trying so hard not to be the controller and not to be the victim, you're not being the creator.
Okay.
No, I really want you to hear that. Open your heart.
Right.
Open your heart. Open your heart. And hear that you're caught in the middle. I can't create because I don't want to be the person with the money, because the person with the money controls everybody else. And I don't want to be the victim and be the one that's being controlled. So I'll just keep it at kind of barely getting by, so I really don't have to play either role, but
either
I
role.
Never get what I want.
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just, I mean, that is exactly, in fact, I just said this out loud, you know, we've talked about the feast famine cycle, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, they cancel each other out. You have feast and then you have famine, and so you're right, you're always staying the same creation of nothing.
Okay, so who would you think of would be a good model who has more than enough money consistently and comes from love and has a pretty balanced life?
You.
Okay, well then use me, because then you know it's possible. It's possible to be the person you want to be and have the money that you want to have.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything else, Carmen. So that's, you know, you have to literally say to the universe now, I get it. It's okay. Bring the money on, hold on. They want to tell you why you are, because everything we create comes from us, why
mm-hmm.
you are literally sending the other relationships away.
Okay.
But give me a song.
Oh, Happy Day is the first thing that popped in.
Okay. Well, you see, I can't be happy when I make a lot of money, because I'll be
Is that about sending a relationship away?
Well, yeah, so I can't be happy keeping a lot of the people that I love, or, you know, like you told me was modeled for you, you can't be happy when there's money, because that's, it always created angst for you. So if the money's going to come in, the happy relationships have to get screwed up somehow, don't they? You can't have both at the same time as the belief system.
So I am discreating relationships in a misguided way to think that that's the only way that money's going to come in?
Yep. You can't have one without the other. That's the song. Love and marriage. Except it's love and money, love and money.
Right. So in my belief system, I can either have great friendships, or if I'm going to have money, I can't have great friendships.
That's right. Because if you have great friendships, they're all going to, you're going to become the controller.
Controlling.
And you're going to have your family dynamic all over again. You got it?
Yep.
That this is
Thank
huge
you.
For you, they're saying.
Yeah.
Underlined. Underlined the word huge.
Huge. It's huge.
So, invoking the symbol, the formula, the flame, the golden light. Oh, they're saying it's already done. We've done it for the whole show now. So.
Wow.
Okay, are we done?
Okay.
Great. Knew you came in for a reason, babe. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. That. Boy, I hope you guys are present in this show today, because you're getting so much guidance. We're going to Canada. Karen. Hi, honey.
Hi. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
just the show is so powerful. I'm so happy to be led here today. Just take one question after another. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank
I
you, baby.
I felt like it answered so much, because in every way I just felt blocked, and I realized, not blocked, I'm just buzzing because of the recognition of the reminder that just happened with both calls.
Okay, you lost me a little bit, Karen. Is there a question there? I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to hear you, and you lost me a little bit. So I understand that the last two callers really opened you up and brought some things to the surface of your consciousness, correct?
Yeah, because I was feeling very, I've been feeling very, very lost and disconnected. And,
okay. So when you feel lost and disconnected, guys, that means, again, that you're not in your power of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because the universe never wills you to feel that way. You are at choice whether you feel that way. So you have to find some kind of balance so you can get back to your power and make a choice not to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to know what made you feel so powerless.
I guess just losing confusion. In trusting in, I guess the big one is myself and my relationship, and it seems to be affecting everything.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Because the universe goes yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. That's what she's asking for, so that's what I have to give her.
Uh-huh.
I have to give her more confusion. Do you understand?
Huh.
The universe is not going to judge what you ask for. It will give you exactly what your words and your thoughts keep focused on. Right now, you keep saying, I don't know, I'm so confused. That's going to create a lot more confusion. In the state of confusion, the highest thing you want to say is, okay, I'm confused because I'm choosing to be confused, and I know. I'm going to claim that I know. And I know right now, give me all the knowing that I have. And yes, you always go to that within yourself. It's never about your relationship, although your relationship with people, with anybody for that matter, if you're conscious, your relationships will tell you clearly your belief systems and your fears. So what's the biggest thing in your relationship that's going on right now?
I'm just having an extremely hard time trusting because just things don't feel right.
You think what?
Because things don't feel right, that I don't feel an integrity in what's said as to what the actions are.
Okay, then what more clarity do you need? Well, I'm serious. So
yeah.
Your guidance is giving you very clear information. Either you have to work on the element of trust within you, or what you're hearing and feeling is true. Your system is giving you a truth, and you're going, oh, okay, I hear it, I feel it, I sense it, but I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I'm just going to sit here and worry about it. If he's being untrue to you, then you leave. If you have problems of trust with everybody in your life, then you've got to address that to see if your perception of him is truthful.
And that's what I've been asking clarity for.
Okay. So you're going to get it right now.
Okay.
It's up to you whether you listen to it or not, because they've got a core belief here for you going right here. As it's written on the sheets, it's, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Actually, your words are, I know I don't have enough energy to trust anybody. Now, I'm going to your father. What messages did he give you about trusting men?
Oh, none. Not to trust.
Okay. So that's a very clear message, Karen. You can't ever trust a man. So here's Karen with a man working on breaking through that belief system. Now, that's not saying that you might have attracted a man because you have that belief system, you might have attracted a man that you can't trust.
Mm-hmm.
You
that
also
right.
might have attracted a man that you can totally trust so that you can see it's time to let go of this belief system. Which one is it? Because you know.
It's... There is where I have been given two sides where I couldn't trust because I was proven that I was wrong, that I couldn't trust. And now I'm trying to learn to trust in
yes.
spite of.
But can you trust this man? And you know it. You know the answer. So is it yes or no?
No.
Okay, then leave. Because you're just increasing and sustaining this belief system.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I moved into a house. I thought it was the house I wanted. The rooms are way too small. Now I know I want big rooms. I'm going to go get another house because I know I can choose the house that I really want. I had to learn that I don't like small rooms. Okay? And yes, by the way, the channel says you can take care of yourself. So don't let your mind give you that BS answer about that's why you can't leave.
Okay.
Okay? This is really tough love, But they say you've been going back and forth and back and forth with this one for way longer than you should have, honey. And it's time to get on with your life.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Is that what you needed to hear?
Yes, Steve. That's
okay. Let's get going then.
Okay.
Much love.
Love
bye-bye.
You, bye.
Wow. Well, guys, what can I say? You know, you call in for the truth, so then it's up to you to take action. Jean in Massachusetts, how the heck are you? Jean, are you there? Well, where'd you go, woman? Massachusetts, hello? Oh, you don't ever want to walk away from your phone. All right, well, I got to move on. I'm so sorry, darling, if I can get you off the switchboard now. There we go. Okay. Oh, well, Jean dropped. That's why. Okay, Anna in New York. Jean, if you call back, I'll try and get you on. Anna, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much.
Hi, darling.
Hi. So I have a request for whatever the core issue, the belief, the childhood, whatever experience. I had money come in. I had the blissful week. It was just absolute joy, and I came home. And my little Mickey was not home, my little cat. So what the heck does the channel have to tell me about this? Because it feels like prosperity, loss, happiness, grief.
I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. That's the one we're going to.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at that because you're very close. You're not bingo, but you're very close. So... if I'm going to do something great for me and, if I'm going to do something great for me, I have to suffer someplace. But the bigger message is that not that your kitty can't come back, but its work with you was done. You understand that your animals, our animals, stay with us until to support us in breaking through and moving and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There was a lesson, and they say when they bring your attention to this, you'll be aware of this. What lesson, what was the biggest lesson your cat taught you?
Well, having him was absolute bliss.
Uh-huh. So can you be blissful when you don't have him? We're back to what we did with Lynn. Can we not be at the whim of the world, which is program for failure?
I can be, and I want him to be safe and guided, guarded, protected, and with me.
Okay. You've put in your order then. So, universe, guide him, protect him. Take him to a beautiful family if he doesn't come back here, because maybe he's supposed to go on and nurture somebody else. Can I be happy now? Can I mourn and feel the grief and miss him and choose to be happy and joyous with the blessings that I have also? So can you?
I can be, yeah.
Okay. Again, that's a choice, Anna, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, it's the law on this plane that the circle of life happens.
Right.
You know, there's birth, there's death, there's all kinds of seasons in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we choose to do with those, like Lynn being put in a station that she didn't want, what we do with those creates the outcome of what happens next. Mm-hmm. So it's true. You want your prosperity to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Move back into joyful celebration about the time you had with your kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Call him back if he's supposed to come back.
Okay.
And if not, go get another kitty that's going to support you in another expanded lesson. That's
okay.
The way it works. So, again, remember about 6 months ago, we talked a lot about adaptation and acceptance.
Right.
Okay. Those who can accept and adapt thrive, not only survive, but thrive in the world. And there's a lot of that coming up. So we're practicing.
Okay.
Okay. So, look, I've lost, and you know I lost my beloved Savannah, and
mm-hmm.
I shared a lot of that with you. I identify with the sadness and the grief, Anna. Don't think I don't. And my job is to give you the direction on what you can do with it so the rest of your life is created consciously and joyously and you move on. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, my love. Is there anything else? No. So it's done. No, if he's supposed to come back, he will.
Okay.
And if not, there's another beautiful kitty waiting for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling. Much love. All righty. Let's see. Let's go to Jim in New York. Hi, honey. Hold on. Trying to get you on here. Yeah. Hi. What's up?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking time with me today.
You're welcome.
This is my first time calling in. And,
well, I'm so glad we got to you then.
Yeah, me too. So it's kind of ironic, too, of course, because your whole thing that you started with today kind of hits up the alley here. I'm relatively healthy, 54-year-old male, active, you know, and no meds, all that kind of good stuff. So I consider it pretty good advice.
Yep.
But I have this recurring left ankle / foot swelling that keeps occurring periodically. And, you know, sometimes I can kind of relate it to a twist or something, but it just seems to keep coming too frequently to be, you know, something that's necessarily medical, maybe more energetic. And so I'm kind of reaching out to you to
yep.
see what you're feeling along those lines.
And I never bring my body books in with me, and they told me, so am I going to ankle? Yes. Okay, hold on. These are really big books, and they're, of course there's pages of ankles. Okay, here, 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 here. That's the only line. Run amok. Anxiety. They have issues about the nature of their motivations and intentions. I'm reading from the body book by Michael Lincoln, which is available on Amazon if anybody's interested. So talk to me about that. Issues about the nature of their motivations and intentions. And now they're taking me to a core belief, Jim. This page here. Yeah. Oh, okay. So if you want more clarity on that, basically your heart and your mind keep fighting each other. You, all right. So your... They want you to know that you're so incredibly healthy because you've listened to your heart a lot and followed your heart. But there's something that's going in on your life right now where you want to move forward and you kind of are going away from your heart and into your head and going, well, does this make sense? And is this the best choice? And is this where I should go? And so speak to me about that.
Yeah, you know, we're in a really good place right now, better than we've been in quite a while. But
who's
yeah,
we?
You know, we, my family, and my
okay.
wife and I and the kids.
Uh-huh.
And yet we also know that this is not the final place. This is not an area where we want to
be
satisfied.
It's never the final
here.
Place.
Exactly.
Jim, ever.
And I mean, it's just, you know, it could be a million things. I've got a great job now. We moved up to New York for this job. It's a client of mine that I had for 10 years that brought me on. And, you know, life is good from that standpoint. But the reality is, it's probably not where I want to be. And
okay,
you know,
all right, that's it. Perfect. All right, wherever you are, that's where you need to choose you want to be. You see, your ankle, you keep going, well, yeah, but there's somebody else to be, and the universe is going, yeah, but this is where you are right now. Can you be here now? Can you be in the moment now? They're showing me est, which I did a long time ago, and there literally was a whole section in est called be here now, which in our terms is living in the moment. When I
right.
say you're living fully in the moment, I get a no. And you used to, even though you knew you were going to move or move ahead or make changes, you used to allow yourself to be in the moment. But because you're getting older now, and it the age is coming in there, my pendulum just went really big, you're going, well, is this all there is? Is it, what's next? Well, what's next is whatever you want to be next. But the only way and place you create next is in this moment now, and you can't do that if you're not fully in this moment now. Lynn, our first caller, have you been on since the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Okay. Lynn, our first caller, had to be in the moment of choosing joy the minute she was given that station in her restaurant. That created the future moments, whether it was that night, within the next week, or the next 5 years.
Sure.
So the moment, and there's one place, and they're showing me your wife, a wife, so it's your wife.
Yes.
and they're bringing her into it now. So why is she not happy right now where you're at?
Because she knows that I'd rather be working from home again and writing books and helping people and doing things.
Okay. Okay. So your non-acceptance of this moment and where you're at is creating disharmony for her. Because she's looking at you going, well, I wish he were happy. Are you with me, Jim? Is this making sense to you when you
sure.
put the puzzles of your life together here?
Sure.
Okay. So, okay to go, all right, ultimately, universe, this is what I want. So how can I create some of that while I have this that I'm very grateful and thankful for? I'm going to live in this moment. I'm going to be in this moment. I'm going to do my very best at work. And I want some creative ways how I can create time to write and do that, which also makes me happy. And ultimately, maybe create that. But right now, you're hating not having the time to do that, and that's not going to create it. Do you understand, Jim?
Sure.
Okay. That's pretty much the entire picture for you there, they said.
No, that's pretty much right. And I wouldn't say I'm hating it, and I've really been working on living in the moment and really trying to, you know, keep my head in the right place and heart in the right place, doing what I do with knowing that that the other piece of it is there. It's just a matter of the transition to get there.
No, it's the matter of creating it right now. So this is what Jim is doing. Well, I have this job and I have to go to work and I have to work all these hours, so I can't create this other thing. Your job is to be in the moment and joyfully go to work while you are creating in this moment also, working, whether it's physical or in your energetic system, you're creating in this moment your next book. You're thinking about it. You're outlining it, right?
Absolutely.
But you've made a choice that you can't do that right now. But this is the moment that you start creating that.
Right.
Are you clear?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you for
Crystal
calling
clear.
In.
And thank you.
Wonderful. There's wonderful discernment there for anybody. So when Lynn is in her station, she doesn't want, she is accepting it and going, yeah, and I just love the stations where I make lots of money, and I love to serve, and I love to be with people. Yeah, Jim says, I'm in this job right now. I'm working 9 to 5, and I'm thinking about my book, and I'm thinking about helping people, and I'm bringing that into the job that I'm doing right now so that I'm creating it all, right? And you know, I tell you all the time, you don't have to make the either-or choice. You can make the I-can-do-it-all choice. Now that I've made that decision, universe, come work with me in how I can create that. I know we spent a little more time with everybody today than usual, but it was because what we got to today is for everybody. If you apply what we got to today for all of you individually, you will have your answer. I'm testing that, and that's a true statement. Wow. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Because, guys, you know that's all about. Stay in choice. Go create your life.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.